You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'm not. Okay, that I'm good with. You play whatever you want. I had to unplug my headphones to get them untangled. That's the kind of. There it is. We're back. Ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, children of all ages, welcome in the Friday edition of the Rob Brown Show. It's on your radio. It's the Fan Upstate. Howdy, y'all. Good to be with you once again. The four most electrifying hours of sports talk, entertainment, anywhere that you might go to be sports talk entertained starts right now. The Rob Brown Show on the Fan Upstate. I am Rob Brown. The other voice you are going to hear in just mere moments from this very second, of course, belongs to the great Melonzo.
It's funny that they just showed Angel Reese for some reason on TV, and it was at my granddaughter's basketball game, and this lady yelled out, "Go, Angel Reese!" And the girl who she called Angel Reese immediately missed three layups. It was all I could do to just be, thank goodness I'm a really good straight man. I mean, because I'm probably the only one in the whole place who noticed it. It was great. It was great. And as soon as she said it, I'm like, oh, no, don't do that to her. And it's just like, boom, boom, boom.
I don't want to respond to that.
Why?
I'm hiding.
You realize how funny that was. I mean, what would you have done? Would you have been able to hold it together?
Nope. I'd have just been very much hoping that I wasn't drinking a Dr. Pepper at the moment, because I would have ended up spit-taking it all over the crowd.
By the way, I've been keeping that since Monday. And just
holy crap.
Not saying anything to anyone about it. And then that just triggered it. It's like, ah.
Holy crap, was I not prepared for Lonzo to start the day with that. I really do like, enjoy, support women's basketball. We have Lulu Kesson on the show every Thursday to keep you all caught up with the South Carolina women's basketball team. We've been having Lulu on the show. Let's see. We've been having Lulu on the show since Emily Adams, who we used to have on the show back in the day, to keep up with USC women's basketball, to keep up with women's college basketball as a whole. We have had Emily Adams and Lulu Kesson on this show for quite literally years now to keep you up to date with women's basketball. Obviously, we, as well as everybody else, have followed the Caitlin Clark story from her time at Iowa to her time at Indiana. We talked very briefly yesterday, and we'll get into it a little bit more today about Caitlin Clark's decision not to participate in the NBA's three-point shooting contest, which she was invited to do. On one hand, I'm very disappointed by that. On the other hand, I absolutely understand why she is elected to not participate in that event. I'll tell you about that later on in the show, give you my thoughts on it. I am a big supporter of women's basketball. I am a big fan of women's basketball. I make the argument to people all the time. If you tune in expecting to see men's basketball, of course you're going to be disappointed. It's a different style, a different breed of basketball. It is still good hoops. And I am a supporter. I am a fan. Angel Reese is frustrating to watch play basketball. She's just frustrating to watch. And it's not because I like dislike her personally or any of that. People have kind of been getting into the digs because she has kind of leaned heavily into the celebrity lifestyle since she got to the W. I don't care, because I'll tell you right now, had you given that much money, fame, and attention to a young Rob Brown, I would have acted that way too. I act that way now, and I am neither rich nor famous. And I still go out there and act up every now and then. I have no problem with that. Angel Reese is frustrating to watch play basketball because I get the impression, though I could be wrong, I get the impression she is genuinely a stat patter, like genuinely cares more about the numbers than she cares about the dubs and the L's. And again, I don't know the young lady personally. I probably shouldn't even be speculating on this. But realistically speaking, it just fit. That double-double streak that she had going, there was a game against Caitlin Clark in the Indiana Fever. I think it was their second or third meeting of the season last year. There was a game against the Fever. There's like a couple of minutes left in the game. Indiana's up 20. Caitlin Clark and the rest of the Indiana starters are pretty much already on the bus. Pretty much already on the bus on the way to go home. Angel Reese is still out there, and she is just throwing the ball at the rack. Not taking shots. Just throwing the ball at the rack. And I genuinely had to ask the question. Yes, we are starting off with some WNBA talk. Get with it.
It's my fault.
It 100% is your fault. You are correct. She's throwing balls at the rack to the point that, like, I'm starting to get frustrated with it. I'm like, what are you doing? And then it clicked to me. She's trying to keep that double-double streak alive. And again, I don't even know that I can, like, fully blame her, because that double-double streak was getting her on SportsCenter every night. And at the end of the day, welcome to everything in 2025. It's about brand awareness. And even if people are anti your brand, some people are very anti-Brown around here.
Wow.
Even if people are anti your brand, as long as they know your brand, you can profit off that brand. Royal Rumble's coming up tomorrow. Logan Paul is a terrible human being. He's a bad person in every way, shape, and form. He's a bad person. But he has become, as a bad person, as a, I don't want to say universally disliked person, but pretty close, as a bad, nearly universally disliked person, that man has gotten so much attention off the hate that he gets. They got this man showing up at the second biggest WWE pay-per-view of the year. It's about the brand. So I wasn't mad at her for fighting her for her life to keep that double-double streak alive. It kept her on the front page of the papers. It got her onto the front of ESPN the next day. Whatever. The problem I had was that she, like, there's four other women out there that can help you. And granted, this game is pretty much over. There was like 2 minutes left to play. Down 20. Like, ball game's over. But if you're going to be out there playing, play the game. Play the game to get better. Play the game to help your team get better. You have an opportunity against some WNBA second teamers to help your team get better. And you could have, but instead, you're up there throwing 22-foot layups like heat seekers at the iron, just trying to get something to bounce around and go in so you can get to 10. She ended up, if I recall correctly, and it was ballpark. She showed up in the last, 4 minutes against the Fever backups. She ended up against the backups with 2 points. And I don't remember if that was the game that the double-double streak came to its end or not. But, that's my only problem, is I do feel like she is absolutely talented enough to be a very good WNBA player. But I feel like she goes so hard on the stat padding, on trying to get her numbers, that she doesn't make Chicago better as a team. And the reality here is, as much as people are tuning in to watch the Caitlin Clarks and paying more attention to the WNBA and to women's basketball than they ever have before, and yes, it is. Don't have to like it. Do have to understand it. It's the Caitlin Clark effect. I still don't know what magic spell this woman put the country under, other than just being maybe the best pure basketball player we've seen on the women's side. I don't know what spell she put us under. We were all in. I still am. And I got a group of dudes that still are. You could be in that mix genuinely and sincerely if you wanted to be. But instead, she goes out there and she stat pads. She plays for numbers. She just throws stuff up at the iron, hoping it goes in. And at some point, that's going to get old. Some point, that's going to get old. All right. I don't know how we got it. I do know how we got here. Lonzo said maybe the funniest thing that's ever been said on this radio show. That's how we got here. We're not going to stay here, though. We got plenty we got to get to, plenty to talk about. Please know I do support women's basketball. Again, that's why we have Lulu Kesson on every single Thursday to talk USC athletics. And during basketball season, we dial in on the women's basketball team. Followed Caitlin Clark. When it gets warm again outside and Tank Top Thursday returns, I have added a Caitlin Clark jersey to the rotation for when it warms up, because I'm a wuss and it's cold outside. I'm a fan. I'm a supporter. It's real hard to get behind Angel Reese as a player right now. It just really is. I don't want to put her on blast, but you got to stop with the stat padding. You got to start playing a five, man. You got to start playing a five. You got to stop doing what you're doing. Okay. That's enough of that. Let's get to some stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, we are 1 week and 2 days away from the Super Bowl. We are 1 week and 2 days away from somebody lifting a Lombardi. Will it be the Chiefs' fourth, their third in a row? Will it put Mahomes, who is on a pace by age to earn more than Brady, will it put him back onto the podium? Or
they've had more than four. It would be more than four.
Well,
they won Super Bowl III, I think.
Okay, in our...
Okay, I'm just... Listen,
I was very not alive for that.
Okay, neither was I.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you know...
It, the modern iteration of the Chiefs.
A science guy, a numbers guy, you know, I just want you to be.
I was talking about the Mahomes-era Chiefs.
If I got something wrong about your team, you'd be yelling at me right now. But I just, tried to whisper it.
I don't yell. The Chiefs, whatever it is total, when you combine them with the trophies they got before my father was born, I'm pretty sure, and the modern era Chiefs, but it is going to be, if the Chiefs win, Mahomes' fourth. It is going to be his third consecutive if he is able to get by Jalen Hurts and the ESGLSE-Eagles, according to the mayor of Philadelphia. Or is there a spoiler out there? Is Jalen Hurts the wild card. We are going to get a little bit more into this game. We have talked quite a bit about this game from a 36,000-foot view. We have talked quite a bit about this game from the perspective of those of you who maybe are casual gamblers and don't get involved, but you will hear. We have talked to those of you that are gamblers and how you are going to attack this game. Today, into the X's and O's.
Because I sent you something just like a minute or two ago.
You sure did.
That has to do with gambling.
Let's see. Troy Aikman says the NFL owes it to the fans who gamble on football to make sure the refs make the right calls since money is on the table. Troy said, quote, there's a lot of money that's changing hand with these calls. I think that we owe it to the fans that we get it right, and I think we're at a point in time where we can get it more right. So that was really my position in just trying to lean on the NFL and say, hey, we got to fix this. We got to address it in the offseason.
So that's, first of all, that's kind of an apology. Second of all, what that is, he just admitted he got mad because he bet on the game. That's what I'm reading into it. I think a lot of people read into it.
Let's be clear.
Troy may have a problem. Because he let his gambling problem come into the booth and make him angry. Possibly. I'm not saying he has one.
Wait.
I am speculating here, just in case.
Okay.
You don't want to be held liable or anything. I'm speculating. It just looks like he got really angry. Now he's talking about gambling. I think whether it's true or not, people are going to think that that's what it is.
I want to address this in two separate ways. The first is, as a gambler, to which I would say,
You got to know how to.
Yeah.
When to hold them.
Yeah.
Know when to fold them.
No. I need the NFL. I need the NFL not to know when to hold a foot. I need the NFL to know, well, that's a holding. And that's not a holding. Like, I need them to get it right because...
You got to know when to count your money. And Troy, you got to know when to walk away.
There was at least one game earlier in the season...
I actually know the song, Diesel.
There was at least one game earlier in the season where Saquon Barkley had a long run that would have put him over on his rushing yards total that was called back due to a holding that I don't think was against the Philadelphia Eagles. Now, I'm not going to sit here because I don't even remember what game that was from at this point, but I didn't think it was a hold. I thought they got it wrong, and it was one of those spots where I'm like, you know, if we had a way to go back and look at that and determine, that'd be really, really super awesome, great, fantastic.
So you're turning this away from the true story that this is gambling anger and putting it back on the robo thing.
No, I do want to point this out.
Diversion.
Because when we come back, we are going to find out just how sincere the great one is in this take. Ooh, and we will do that.
He's going to turn it on me.
You're damn right I am. We're going to do that when we come back. We'll see if Lonzo is being sincere in his conviction about this or not. I am Rob, he is Lonzo, and you are beautiful. And also listening to the Rob Brown Show right here on The Fan Upstate.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
That is the number to get on the show. You can do it by calling that number and jumping on board. Get yourself on the air. You can text that number. 844-326-3663. Shoot us a text. We will read them on the air. You can tweet me at the Rob Brown Show. You can tweet Zoe at Lonzo on Word. You can tweet everybody up in here at the Fan Upstate. And don't forget, the Ray Memorial Hotline is available for you. You go to the Audacy app, AUDACY. You download it. It's free. You're welcome. You go to the Fan Upstate by hitting the search bar and typing in The Fan Upstate. It's going to take you to our station's page on the Odyssey app. Once you're at our station's page on the Odyssey app, you click the little heart button and like the station. Then you're going to see two buttons. One, and I'm going to tell you them in the reverse order. One is the Ray Memorial Hotline button. It doesn't say that. It says leave a voice message. You click that button, and you can send an up to 60-second voice message that comes directly to the great one and I. We can listen to it. We can play it back on the air. I want you using the Ray Memorial Hotline. It's right there for you. It's super easy, and it allows you to become a part of the show. The second thing I want you to look at is the little button off to the side that says, listen live. And I want you to click that button. And I want you to listen to the station live. Now, I don't just want you to do that because when you do, it makes Alonzo and I both look really, really good. Which it does. And I do. But I want you to do that for a new reason. The reason I want you to do that is our Slam Dunk in Vegas competition that is happening right now. If you go to the Odyssey app, if you go to the Fan Upstate page, if you click Listen Live, and after you register, you listen for 60 minutes during the course of the day, you are going to be entered into our Grand Slam, Slam Dunk. Because it's during basketball season. It's during March. It's during the National Championship Tournament. Our Slam Dunk in Vegas competition. You go to the Odyssey app, you listen for 60 minutes, you register, and you're automatically entered. A winner, chosen nationally, is going to win a trip for four to Las Vegas. That is going to include airfare, it is going to include accommodations, and this might be the best part, it is going to include $5,000 in cash money, homie. 20K to be split up between you and four people of your choice if you are the winner. The only way to enter, the only way to win is to go to the Odyssey app to register. It is free. To listen to the Fan Upstate for 60 consecutive minutes in a given day. You can enter daily. One winner will be drawn. Accommodations and airfare for four to Vegas and a nice little check for 5K per person to go bananas. It is Dunk in Vegas tour.
Yeah, we want the Armada. We want a member of the Armada to win this. Out of all the stations in the country, show that you're the best and go out there and represent the Armada.
I mean, we already know it, but we're going to need America to know it. So, get it together, get the Odyssey app, it's free, go register, it's free, listen to the station for 60 uninterrupted minutes, it's free, and get yourself entered for a chance to win a trip to Vegas. Flights, accommodations, and 5K per person for four persons, you and three people that you select. I'm not even going to tell you who to select. Leave your family at home. I don't care. You got four buddies. You want to go tour the strip with? Make it happen. Okay. Not appropriate.
Why? Because so. you made it sound like you're coming at me, bro.
And I am
so,
a little
so
bit.
So I'm letting the doom sound be sounded out across the upstate of South Carolina, knowing that you're going to make me cry.
Let's set this up for the folks who maybe weren't tuned in to the last segment. Troy Aikman has gone and started a conversation. Aikman did an interview and said that the NFL, as it has entered into very public and very profitable relationships with sports gambling enterprises, Troy said in an interview yesterday that he believes that the NFL has an obligation to get it right. Quote, here you are promoting gambling. People are gambling more than they ever have before. And those types of calls, there's a lot of stake regardless, but especially when you're considering there's a lot of money that's changing hands with these calls as well. I think that we owe it to the fans that we get it right. And I think we're at a point in time where we can get it more right. So that was really my position in just trying to lean on the NFL and say, hey, we got to fix this. We got to address it in the offseason. Aitman went on to say that he believes it is his job to acknowledge when he disagrees with a call, but he does not think that he has ever been reckless with his commentary, end quote. So I have two takeaways from this. Number one, Zoe, I think you built up the drama a little bit after reading the full context of what Troy had to say. I agree with every syllable of it. I agree with every single bit of it. And
so you agree that his anger was warranted because he lost money?
No. No, I agree with Troy.
Right.
I don't agree with you because
this is my opinion, but it just seems like that anger seemed personal. It seemed it seemed very personal.
I am sure.
And it's a bad look on him to come out and paint the picture this way after his anger.
I am sure that to you and a large chunk of hashtag Chiefs Kingdom, it did feel that way. To a larger swath of America.
Or non-gamblers. Yeah. Yeah.
No, see, here is what you are doing.
There are more non-gamblers. No, you're being offended because I came at him over it looks like he has the gambling thing.
Nope.
And I'm not. I'm just saying his anger looks like it was because of and he's basically saying he's mad because people are losing money because they bet on this game. I don't care. If you lost, that's on you. You decided to bet. And if you won, great. And if you lost, it's on you. But I don't need Troy to be the voice of gamblers.
So, a couple of things.
Watch, he's going to come out and be sponsored by one of the big... Is he sponsored by one of the big
I don't believe sites? He's allowed to be as a play-by-play guy, as a
really?
Caller guy. Yeah, I don't believe he's allowed to be.
Okay.
I'm not saying no. I'm saying I don't believe he's allowed to be. I could be incorrect. But a couple of things. Number one, and this is the part that you aren't going to like. A massive part of America. I won't say majority. Do I believe it's a majority? Yes. Will I say that it definitively is? No, because I don't have the ability to back that up. The only thing I have the ability to back it up with is go look at, I don't know, every post that the NFL makes right now about the Super Bowl. It is inundated with people saying that they have a problem with what has been happening. I will tell you, on behalf of me and me alone, Rob Brown, I will tell you that I don't have anything that tells me.
Choctaw Casinos and Resorts signed Troy Aikman.
Okay,
I was wrong. To an endorsement deal.
Okay, I was wrong. Let me get this. Let me conclude that thought there. Yes, there is a large swath of America on board with Aikman. Number two, and this is something that I have a problem with. I'm going to put it this way, as if it's going to sound way harsher than it is. This is something that I have a problem with, Zoe. Not a problem with you, but a problem with the thing you're doing that I have a problem with other people for doing it. And here's that thing. That thing is taking a thing and demonizing that thing as if that thing is the root cause of an issue.
I'm speculating. And I've said from the beginning, I'm speculating. I have no proof that that's why. I'm just saying circumstantial evidence would point that that may be the case. In the court of law, it would look kind of fishy. I'm just saying, I'm not a lawyer. I know you know one. Maybe they could help us out with this, but it looks like circumstantial evidence would make it look like that's why he did what he did.
Not only would it not, unless you have something else to back it up. Not only that, I'll tell you what would, and I'm dancing on dangerous ground here. I would tell you what would go in court right now. possibly a slander case against you.
Right, which I said I was speculating.
Right, but here's the thing. You don't get to throw a bunch of accusations out there and go, but I'm just speculating, as if that's like when you go, I'm not racist, but, and then you say a real racist thing. It's like, nah, it kind of sounds like you are, right? The thought here
is... Okay, so as to not further incriminate myself, I recuse myself from this segment. You go ahead and destroy me.
No. I'm not going to destroy you.
I'm going to sit back and just not say anything.
I'm not going to destroy you, and that's not what I want. The point that I want to make here is, yes, gambling's a massive part of the NFL right now. As I pointed out, one of the controversial calls when they backed the camera out there was a big BetMGM. I work for BetMGM, technically. I don't. They pay my salary to the people I do week for. Big BetMGM thing over on the, what's the name? What is it, a Jumbotron at Arrowhead? What do y'all call that thing?
Don't know.
Okay. On that big oval thing. I guess it's just a jumbo truck.
I know what you're saying. And even though I said I was going to recuse myself, you asked a question. I didn't give you a short answer because I was being that guy. I don't know. I mean, large screen. I don't think everything is considered a jumbo truck.
I don't know if it had like a Kansas City name.
I'm sure it's sponsored by GEHA. I don't know.
Like the Aerovision screen. You know, there's options here.
I've never been there, but thank you for pointing that out.
I wasn't asking for a recusal from the segment. Here's what I wanted to get to.
Well, according to you, what I said, and you're right, what I said, even though I was speculating, I was joking around, I could be in trouble because I implied that. And so could any talk show host in the world for implying anything and joking around about something or making something into a segment. I need to stop because I have very little and I don't want to lose what little I have. And since you pointed
you
out, since you pointed out even further and made it a focal point that I could get a lawsuit, which makes it look like you want me to get a lawsuit and lose everything that I have, I'm going to sit back and take account in my mind of the very little that I have and how precious it is to me and how you want it to be taken from me.
Of all the make Rob look like the bad guys, this is power ranked way high up there. Way high up there. Miss Lisa, I don't want any of that, just so we're clear. There is...
Hey, look, there's a picture of Robert Kraft and Deshaun Watson.
They're
all together.
Yep. Are they coming out in support of any...
I don't know if they have... I don't know if they have a line of parlors, you know, about to open up across the...
A support group that's going to turn out to be. There is a, and I think this is true about everything, but there is a large swath of people that have chalked up the controversy in the NFL, of which there is one. There just is. Okay. Just is. To gambling. Well, it's rigged. It's this, it's that. Lonzo asked a great question earlier this week that I've kind of hung on for a while. I've actually heard other people repeating, but I heard him say it first, which is, well, if the NFL's rigged, why aren't we all making a bazillion dollars, right? If it's rigged, we should all be able to call it and get that paper.
I think Denton Day said it first. I think you should give him credit.
I thought you said that before that. Either way, the point here is that...
I don't want to make it about me, so, I mean, you know.
Got it. That is a demonization of something that, yes, I understand many people have a problem with, like drinking. Like weed, like lust, like gluttony, like all kinds of problems. That is a problem for many people, and I don't disagree. But to say that the root cause of the complaints that have been taking place are based on gambling and not just based on, as Zoe has also said, maybe the refs are just bad at their job. Maybe they're just bad at it. Don't blame on malice what can be blamed on stupidity, I believe is the saying. It's probably classier than that, but you get the point. I don't, as somebody who likes it, who does it, who enjoys it, and doesn't have a problem with it, I don't like demonizing this thing that millions of Americans are enjoying because we have a problem that is pretty explanatory as a bunch of people are making bad mistakes and it's easily fixable and the NFL don't want to fix it. All right, let's pick it up. The Rob Brown Show, Rob Lonzo, you. It's the Fan Upstate. asked Lonzo during the break, and if you'd like to join in on our off-air conversations, Facebook.com/FanUpstate, YouTube, search and subscribe to the Fan Upstate, Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch, like and subscribe to The Rob Brown Show. We are live all 4 hours, all 5 days of the week, and we want you to be a part of it. Join us on the live stream. We have conversations off the air that we don't have on the air. We have conversations off the air that frequently make their way onto the air. And every one of you, all members of the Armada, are welcome to join our streaming community at Facebook.com/TheFanUpstate, The Fan Upstate on YouTube, The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. Come hang out, join the broadcast, and become a member of the Armada. Zoe and I were talking during the break, and I asked him, as we were talking about the Troy Aikman scenario, because Zoe voiced was the commentary about Mahomes worse to you, great one, or the commentary about the officiating in the games that Aikman has worked? Is one of those more egregious than the other?
Well, don't they go hand in hand in this case? If he had just complained about the officiating, it probably wouldn't have been as bad as him going specifically after a player. Because do you generally hear an analyst go after a player during a broadcast? Do you recall ever hearing that? They will praise them, yes. But do they go after them vehemently and angrily the way that he did?
I would say
I don't recall anyone doing that, at least not in a while.
I would say yes, but only in extreme situations. Like
if there's a cheap shot or something, I get that.
Vontae's perfect. They went after him when he was throwing cheap shots. I know it's a different sport. I've been in baseball. It was Giancarlo Stanton for the Yankees last year? Somebody hit a little kind of dinky grounder to shortstop and then just kind of like started walking towards first. And the color guy was like, I got to tell you, I'd sit him. Like, that's lack of effort. And at the end of the day, that's a problem to me. So, yes, but also I think ordinarily it is done in moments where it is behavior on the field that is, I'm going to use the phrase, insulting to the game. It's guys not legging out singles. It's guys not running routes. George Pickens did that a couple of times, right? Steelers got the ball. Wilson takes a snap, and Pickens just kind of like walks a step or two, and guys call him out. I think there's times. I think that in this case, as far as Troy calling out Pat Mahomes, because Mahomes had two moments in that game where whether he did or he didn't, Troy Aikman in that case felt as if Patrick Mahomes kind of gamed the system, right? It was the run out of bounds where Aikman, and I agree with him, felt like Mahomes kind of pulled up short of the sideline to allow himself to get hit out of bounds so that it would be a roughing or an unnecessary roughness. And then the slide that was really more of an accelerated sit down. And Aikman said at one point that, I don't remember the exact phrase. I don't know if you remember quote what he said, but effectively he felt like Mahomes was gaming the system, taking advantage of getting calls that he knew he was going to get by going down late, by slowing up out of bounds, whatever. And to me, I guess I, to some degree, look at Troy in a different light than I look at a lot of other color guys, because Troy didn't just play the game, but he also played that position in the game. And if I recall correctly, his thing was, we don't do that in this league. We don't do that in this league. Have pride, whatever the exact phrase was going to be in that spot. Which, while I actually don't have, not actually, it's not a surprise, I said this after the game, I have zero problem with what Patrick Mahomes is doing. None. Mahomes is playing the game within the rules of the game, the way that the rules of the game are written, and if he has found a cheat code by being that only he, by the way, has access to, Did you ever have a Game Genie? No, not Game. Was it Game Genie? Was that the one you like plug the cartridge into that and then you plug that into the game?
I couldn't afford it, but I know people who did. I would.
But you know what I'm talking about.
I would like buy some of those magazines that had the cheat code things in them. You know, with like the up, up, down, down.
Yeah.
The left, left, right, start, whatever.
So like Patrick Mahomes, I think it was either Game Genie or Game Shark, maybe both. But it was like a secondary cartridge. You took a game cartridge, you plugged it into that, you took that, you plugged that into the console. And when you did, it just brought up all the cheat options on the game for you. You could turn them on and off as you wanted to. And I very much remember when I was a kid, I had, you know, the same console and the same games that all my friends had, because we all wanted to play the same things. But one of my friends, a cat by the name John Lakios, John had a game, whatever it was, Genie Shark, whatever. And even though we all had the same console, even though we all had the same games, every day after school, we'd go to Lakios' house to play video games. Why? Because he had the thing that lets you turn on all the cheats. So you could cheat and like make the game whatever you wanted it to be. John was the only one that had access to that. We didn't have the rest of us didn't have the money or had a dad that went, cheating's bad, son. I'm not going to buy you a thing that helps you cheat.
There it was. That's it right there.
Yeah. Dad wouldn't buy me a Game Shark because it helps you cheat. He wasn't going to sponsor his son learning how to cheat instead of just win. He didn't understand. It's not a phase, Dad. You don't understand. So we all went to Lakios' house to play because Lakios was the only one that had access to that thing that allowed him to cheat. Patrick Mahomes is John Lakios. He's the only one that has access to this particular thing that allows him to manipulate the game in a way that benefits him. Do I blame him for that? No. Blame the officiating. And I would point out,
he's not the only one who can do this. Other quarterbacks can too, and I have seen a little bit of it.
Who else would you put into that category that you honestly think could get away with gaming the rules for their benefit?
I'm trying to think of another slow quarterback.
See, we know it's not Lamar because he got his ass kicked.
I was going to say most of the running quarterbacks that can run really well, they don't need to.
They don't get them. Right?
But, yeah, but they don't need to. I mean, they're going, when they hit that corner, they go full speed. He never does. When do you see, on that touchdown last week, yeah, he was going full speed when I guess it was the first time they've called a running play for him since he dislocated his knee.
Yep.
Yeah, so they don't make those calls for him. Josh Allen has calls for him. Lamar has calls for him. So they're not going around that hitting the edge and then slowing down and looking. They're hitting the edge strong. He never does that. He's looking to throw. So you've got to find another quarterback who does that, who doesn't look to run.
And also is in that realm of superstar, because those are superstar calls. They're Jordan
By the way,
rules.
I say slow, but he's much faster than any one of us.
Slow. He ain't Lamar.
Compared to the guys who hit that edge and they're gone.
Right.
Yeah.
He ain't as fast as Josh. He ain't as fast as Lamar. He ain't slow. But the point is, he gets those superstar calls that not a lot of the other guys are going to get, and he's learned that, and he takes advantage of those. No issue with that. And I guess that's kind of, to some degree, why I'm, I guess, defending Troy Aikman this morning.
Oh, no.
High ball game with three to play.
Why do I always do this on Friday?
Oh, that's a rough way to end the week.
Mahomes ran a 4.8 at the combine.
I was faster than Mahomes in high school then.
By the way, I ran a 4.9 in high school. He was only slightly faster than me.
I was a 4.56 at my best. I was faster than Patrick Mahomes 30 years ago. Ah!
I didn't know how to run. I ran too tight up. You got to learn how to use your arms.
Yes, you do.
No one ever taught me how to do that.
Also, Key is getting a good start. Good forward lane out of the blocks. So, the point here, and then we'll get Kane in here before we take a break. The point here to all of this is that Mahomes knows how to get the calls. He gets the calls. I don't have an issue. I think the reason that I'm defending Aikman on this is twofold. Number one, because a lot of people, not just Lonzo, a lot of people are going to say, oh, this is a gambling thing. It's a gambling thing. It's not a gambling thing. To me, it's not a gambling thing, but that's from somebody who works in the industry. Literally, that's from somebody who gets paid from that industry. I don't think it's a gambling thing, but I think the point is correct. I've watched players on bad calls have plays come off the board that would have put them over their prop number and cost money, a lot of money. That is problematic. Get the calls right for that reason so the players get what they earn and people who bet on them get what they earn. The second reason is I don't think the commentary that Troy Aikman made in-game about Mahomes, I don't think it was inappropriate, with maybe the exception of the "we don't do that in this league" commentary. But even with that, I understand it. As Troy Aikman was the same position in the same league and has a lot of pride in that, the same way that I've gotten in fights with radio hosts on this station because they did something that I thought was below the station of hosting on the station.
I wish that they were doing the Super Bowl because I would like to see how it would have been handled as far as him being back in the booth and having to call a Kansas City game.
That's also true.
But they're not.
I'm here for the tea.
Tom Brady goes to another Super Bowl.
Kane is on the line. I got about a minute and a half, big fella. What you got for us?
All right. Can you hear me good?
Yes, sir. Go ahead, big fella.
I'm not too loud, am I?
You're good, man.
Okay, good. I don't bet on this stuff, so all the calls on that doesn't really matter to me. I'm seeing a lot of people that are saying, oh, the Chiefs fatigue and people don't want to watch the Super Bowl because the Chiefs are in it and the Eagles are in it. Like, but what's the problem, though? Aren't you wanting to watch excellent football? The Chiefs play excellent football. The Eagles play excellent football. You want to see a good football game. So what's the problem with just wanting to watch good football games? I'm looking forward to this. This is like the main reason that I like watching the Super Bowl, because it is the best of the best out of everybody. And unfortunately for me, because I wanted the Lions to beat it in the Super Bowl, but unfortunately they're not. But unfortunately, the best of the best is the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes and the Eagles with Jalen Hurts.
Kane, I think, and I appreciate it, big fella. We got to run to the top of the hour break. Thank you for checking in, as always, being a P1 in the Armada. You're welcome anytime. The feeling for the people who are complaining, I'm not saying I am one of them, I'm saying I'm not. But the people who are complaining, they feel as if we don't really know if the Chiefs are the best. They feel as if the Chiefs, even though they have, again, going for a three-peat, they believe that.
Well, we lost one game thanks to the refs, apparently.
They believe that the Kansas City Chiefs would have lost multiple games, but the referees handed them wins by way of officiating decisions late. And they feel like, we don't really know if we got the best team in there. A lot of people feel like Josh Allen got that first down. Josh Allen gets that first down. Bills, I'm not going to say definitively win the game, but their chances of winning the game exponentially skyrocket. And people feel like that was a job. And that's why they're hesitant. I agree. I think the Chiefs are one of the best teams in football. I don't think there was like 15 games worth of calls go in the direction of the Chiefs. Are there games I think they do? Absolutely. I harped on that Atlanta Falcons game for a long time. Atlanta had the Chiefs beat in Georgia. And there was a bad mispass. Second worst pass interference that was missed of my lifetime. Dating back only to the 2019 NFC Championship game. Different story, different conversation. Point is, yeah, there were some calls but I also know there was at least one 15-yard face mask not called against the Buffalo Bills in that game against the Chiefs that would have put Patrick Mahomes way down the field and increase their odds of winning the game. Didn't get called. I agree with Lonzo on one thing. Officiating in the league is just bad. It's just bad. And it's got to get corrected. Robo refs. But that's just me. You know what's not bad? You know what's good? You know what's great? You know what's excellent? Every single time? When Lonzo does a sports flash.
I don't know. I'm scanning to see if you set me up to be legally prosecuted over anything that I read.
I'm not a lawyer.
ESPN will continue broadcasting ACC games through 2036. Yes, 2036. According, yeah, probably. According to a release by the network yesterday, the network picked up their option on the contract that, if declined, would have ended the deal after the 2027 football season. The agreement allows for value adds of football and basketball games, opening a door for a revenue splitting arrangement that could help move towards a settlement with FSU and Clemson to keep the conference intact. Former Charlotte Hornets guard Terry Rozier is being investigated for suspicious behavior in games connected to the gambling investigation that led to a lifetime ban of Raptors player Jontae Porter. The Wall Street Journal reported Rozier hasn't yet been accused of wrongdoing, but decisions about playing time and performance are under investigation.